shit! All weekend long, motherfuckers been like Robert Frank. Why don't you do a review on the Avengers 4 trailer that dropped last week? What makes you think that a 40-year-old, naked as hell, alpha male can get two fucks about a comic book movie is beyond me? If you don't remember, in my Infinity War review, I said if it ain't my next set or getting my noodle wet, I don't give a fuck about it. 6 months later, same fucking story. Not all the fathers out there that are gonna take their 10-year-olds to go see this movie. I mean no disrespect. The trailer's got over 50 million views, last check, and I guarantee fucking T that 49.9 million are these little Fortnite-playing, cosplay-wearing bitch boys that don't even fucking lift. The only thing infinity is the virginity of these soy boy cucks who can give zero fucks about being jacked, tan, or juicy as fuck. They care more about magic shields, laser beams, and flying suits than they do knocking boots with some bubble butt sluts. So fuck a Thor, my endgame is to score a big booty whore, taking my hammer balls deep on my bedroom floor. But then she gots to go, cause I gotta get these chest and arms to grow on this winter bulk, fucking up these weights like Thanos did the Hulk. Swallows a goal, size the prize, it's game to clock, motherfucker, let's go.
Wow, man, I almost forgot to do this one. Fuck. I'm not on it. I'm not on, you know, that's what happens when you're not playing. I'm about to jump out of my dynasty league, I feel like, anyway. I'm just not even following that. All of my attention happens to be on this stupid one. The one that I have no chance of winning. Like, zero chance. I'm by myself on an island. The talk this week via chat for the guys that are antisocial. We had a discussion real quick about the rule that we had online in regards to the, as far as being able to pick up a player and drop a player. I'm going to go ahead and test a hypothesis on that just to see if it's true. But what Burke was implying to the idiots like me was that the rule states that you can pick up a player and drop them if you pick them up as a free agent. So you don't have a dickhead like I would do, go ahead and pick up four guys that I know my opponent needs and then drop them and do it in a point where he's not able to claim them. And voila, I'm fucking winning. I'm all for it. When it comes to two things in life, I'm all for. I'm all for taking MVP's groupies, all is fair, and MVP's taking his groupies and fantasy football. Anything goes. Otherwise, you're good to go. If you want to be a crook in the trades, by all means. I'm a man of integrity when it comes to trades, though. But I can't say that for everyone else in this league. But it was a playoff weekend.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yes, playoffs. Mother effing playoffs. And what a beautiful sight it was for the six of you that made it. It was unbelievable. It was great. But before we kick off the scores, I have to talk about the CC's Pizza Bowl.com bowl. Yeah, I'm going there. I usually don't talk about the people that don't make the playoffs, and I'm not. I'm just going to talk about myself. Hey, no one pays me to do this. I'm on my own here. Greg left me alone. I won't hear from him. And that was another thing, you know. I was initially thinking of breaking us up. And I'm like, you know what? No, I mean, Greg and I have to make history first. We have to win a championship. It's like Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson. We have to hold each other together and hoist that fantasy football trophy. That's what we got to do, me and Greg. Then after that, we can get ugly. But right now, we still got a lot of work to do. And who the fuck knows? I mean, it's like, you know, Greg is one of those guys that I love giving Greg a hard time. By the way, Greg, you owe me dinner from the Yahoo League win. Even though you smoked me the last time, we only talked about that first one. You should have said double or done. You didn't. Oh, well. But the inaugural CC's PizzaBowl.com, once me and Burke, I was 1.6 away points, I should say. 1.6 points away from being in the playoffs. And Burke, you know, he just didn't make it. But we made a strong showing at the end. And I said, you know, we deserve to designate this. We do. We were the 7-8 seed, and we put a little money on it. You know, Burke was kind of a sneaky jerk because he reaches out to me. He goes, hey, man, oh, man, how about, man? Let's put some money on it, man. And I'm like, oh, you know, okay, sure. Let's double it. And he goes, right on. And as Sunday develops, I started getting the MVP treatment. He started calling me. Not calling me, but messaging me. Hey, man, what's up? Look at McCaffrey go.
Hey, how about that Winston, man? He's the truth. Man, it's just not looking too good for you. And at that point, I said, all right, I'm going to put this phone away. I'm not going to entertain Burke. I'm going to avoid him. That's what I do. I don't know if you noticed. Anybody that I've played, I don't talk smack. I'll go ahead and let you be. I don't get off on that. I'm a man of action, not a man of words, even though I am using them plenty on this thing. But, yeah, Burke was talking a lot of smack, man, and he loved it. He was just love smacking me around. I thought I dodged the big one because when I saw Derrick Henry go off, and this is a guy, Derrick Henry, by the way, I think he only posted single digits. Let me go ahead and look at his stats here. He only posted single digits 1, 2, 3 times prior to that 47.8 blowout. I mean, the guy was being a bust. His highest of the season was 17 points, but his average was under that. And all of a sudden on Thursday night, he decided to show up with Jacksonville. And, you know, that's a very funny thing going on in Jacksonville. Rumors were saying that Tom Coughlin is going to be roaming the sidelines once again. Come on, let it go. It's not that desperate. Just change a couple pieces. Go ahead and get Eli Manning. Right? I mean, at this rate, Eli has more than welcome use his stay over there in New York. He's looking horrid. And they just need a new fresh face over there. And a new one in Jacksonville, too. But I thought I avoided that chaos in Derrick Henry. But sure enough, you still have McCaffrey going, which has been, I want to say, one of the hottest guys going into the playoffs. Then you have Dalvin Cook. He had 15 points for you over at Monday night. And even though they only scored 7 points and their offensive coordinator got fired, he was able to put up some points for you. And Jameis Winston is having a good run. We'll see. We'll see how my crab legs guys are going to do. Let's see what the Bucks do this offseason. I don't know. I'm up in the air about him. He has all the tools, but is he worth constantly paying $20 million, $20 million plus? I don't know. I don't think so. But you were able to pull it off, and you don't even need the Monday Nighter because I stunk it up. Phillip Rivers, 17. You had LeSean McCoy, 0.1. He must have got hurt. Tyrell Williams, that combo didn't work out for me. Colts defense didn't come through me. And you know, Dustin Hopkins for Washington. When Josh Johnson is playing for you, and Mark Sanchez, that's bad news. I was reading that Josh Johnson, and he came in after Mark Sanchez, and he said, I learned all the players' names from playing Madden. Okay. Very interesting take on there. If it's in the game, it's in the game. All right. So, yeah, but nevertheless, what a disappointing year for me and Greg. And it was one of those that we started out bad. We finished strong. We're too many receivers in the hole, and we just got to regroup next year. You know the deal, Greg. You know how I feel about everything. I don't have to repeat myself. We'll get there, buddy. I still love you, man. I just giving you a hard time, but don't worry about it, man. It's all good. So, but now let's get to the playoff, the real games, aka upset weekend here in Blue Streak Lives On, which we're starting off with Snake Bitten Ron and Sir Arthur, man, losing to the perfect storm of Ruff Buff. And it was one of those moments that I mentioned this before. Maddie is the lowest scorer in the league. So just keep that in mind. Lowest scorer in the league and ends up scoring, if I'm not mistaken, the highest points this week. Yeah. And obviously for you guys, Mighty Jags, it didn't help at all that Melvin Gordon got hurt. He's been out the last couple of weeks. It hurt your seeding. It hurt this week. And that's the thing about that bye week. It's so important because when we're looking at fantasy football, it's like college basketball. It's like that NCAA tournament. You get one shot and that's it, man. You know, this is no margin of error. And any underdog, heck, any 12 teams that get in there, if it's a 12 seed versus a first seed in fantasy football, it can happen. One week it can happen. And it just happened to be that the week for Maddie was the great week. Because if you look at his team statistically, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott is just on a warpath. Jarvis Landry had a great day.
And Carolina is just spinning out of control over there, Art. I mean, you probably want to go with a different quarterback, but I think you gotta stick with Cam. Just build offensive line, other pieces around him. He's average at best, but you got to keep him around at least for a little bit. And T.Y. Hilton, I mean, I haven't seen him score over 15 points, I want to say, all year long. Let me go ahead and see T.Y. real quick. What has he done all year? Well, he's had a couple, 11, 15, 11, 14. Then by week 11, he started turning it up. He had 28, 13, 8 points, and then 20. So he's been a late bloomer, one of those things that happens here in regular NFL football. You know how it is. Guys just show up at the end when it counts, when they're going for the playoffs. And for Matty, again, it was a combination of Tom Brady, Ezekiel Elliott, T.Y. Hilton, Jarvis Landry. Even your kicker came through. And I know Jerry Jones is really happy about Amari Cooper and company just doing their thing. You know, he's one of those, I told you so. But what a disappointment for you guys, Mighty Jags. You had a great run going, and you ended up, I mean, you were in the standings, you were tied for second, which is crazy, you know. And to unfortunately have a bad break where you don't get that bye week, and you got the perfect storm in Matty, and he's running on a 4-game winning streak. It's the way it goes. I want to say now 5-game winning streak, but it's one of those things. You know how it is in fantasy football, and it seems like you folks have always that dilemma of playing well throughout the year, and then during the playoffs, you have a bad outing. And so the question becomes now, as we move into the offseason, what are the Mighty Jacks going to do? Are they going to split? They had to talk about it. Art put it out there, wants to split. You know, I see there's a difference in ideologies there. Definitely. It's like Gruden and McKenzie. You know, I'm just trying to think of a bad combination. Barcells and Robert Kraft. That's going on over there in Mighty Jags land. You guys got to figure it out. You got to know all offseason. You get together, maybe drive down here, or you know, Sweet Ron, you go up there. I don't know. You guys figure it out. But I wouldn't be shocked if this duo is split once and for all. And then Art will go ahead and write a book about it. So congratulations to Ruff Buff. He's on to next week. And the other half of that bracket in the playoffs. Oh, man. My boys, you know, those are my boys right there. MVP versus A-Train. Don't like it, sue me. And it was a very sad outing for you, MVP. I mean, what a rough Sunday you had. So that Miami fiasco, right? That was pretty ugly over there.
Well, it's getting close to Christmas time. Dolphins need a Christmas fucking miracle. Tannehill throws to Stills across the middle, complete. Needs to pitch to Parker on the outside. Back to Drake. Gets a block. This can't be fucking happening. Really? Oh, my goodness. 20, 15, 10. Are you fucking kidding me? My goodness. Dolphins win. Bill Belichick on the sidelines right now, slitting his wrist as the Dolphins beat the Patriots.
You couldn't survive that one. So you had that. You were a live witness for that. Then all your fantasy football teams just went ahead and laid bricks. Oh, boy. What a mess. And it was just so ugly to see, man. It's an ugly fight. And all year long, I've been saying that we've been lining it up, right, overall as a league. But this was one of those classic games, ESPN classic games, 70-57. Oh, I mean, let's go down the line. Tariq Cohen, brick. James White, super brick. Zay Jones, which was the controversial, not controversial, but it was the talk of the league this past week with that dropping and picking up rule. Super brick. Zach Ertz, man, he bombed. Adrian Peterson bombed. When you have four or five guys that you're depending on and they just drop the ball, they don't even get up to not even 8 points. It's disgusting. DeAndre Hopkins, 9.6. Drew Brees, 18.9. Man, it was just a bad outing, 57 points. And nothing could have saved it, because if you would have put in there Howard, let's just say for Jordan Peterson, that's not Jordan Peterson, but for Adrian Peterson, that would have been 9-point difference there. And let's just see anybody else. That's about it, man. Yeah, I mean, you're even if you would have put in, let me see. Oh man, no, you probably would have won it. Just two moves would have been Carlson and Howard would have won you the game. So think about that. Two moves. That's all it took. And now you have all offseason to ponder and to worry about what you're going to do in the next draft and be all jittery and nervous as you always are. But nevertheless, you went ahead and had a great start. You almost faltered there at the end, but you made it to the finish line. You made it to the playoffs. It wasn't good enough. And for you, A-Train, congratulations. I'm not even talking about you because there's nothing exciting to talk about when you have 70 points. And Lamar Jackson was the high score for you. That's what I feel. And I'm looking at your bench. Not looking good, man. Boy, buckle up. Buckle up. Because I'm looking at the scores here for the Diesel, man. He got 100. He got 100. And that's what Gurley just calling it a day. That's what Rudolph calling it a day. 0.5, 0.7, Diesel. I mean, I don't know. 100 points. Okay, I'll give you that. But, man, you know, Aaron Rodgers, by the way, 25 points. Isn't that crazy, though, that assistant coach got fired? It was talking shit about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he's been the head coach for the last 12 years or 9 years, whatever it was, and that no one held him accountable. I mean, that coach was dry snitching all day long. Boy, now it's interesting because now when they fire McCarthy, right, now the onus and the weight is going to go on Aaron Rodgers. Now it's going to be like, okay, we finally got rid of your wife. You got rid of your husband, your partner, right? Now let's see what you're going to do. You were complaining the whole time. Now let's see what you're going to do. So that's going to be a very interesting one there as they're out of the playoffs. But you, Diesel, I mean, you need him to be firing up on all cylinders. You need Gurley to fire up there. So 100 points. But it seemed like you had a decent outing. Your receivers and tight end. Hopefully it doesn't happen to you next week, man. I'm scared. I'm freaking scared. And, of course, let's look at Big Blue, 111. A measly 111 points. You know, no big deal. 111. I mean, I'm just looking at this team. I mean, you guys are just saying this is going to happen? Are you folks saying that someone's going to beat Big Blue? Are we going there? Is anybody going there? Is Big Ron opening up the whole bank, the house? Is he going to do it? Because, oh my goodness, this is crazy. You know, I'm looking at this playoff, and I initially was thinking that we were doing a reseeding, and it got me confused because I do that in my other league. Like what we do in the other league, we do like the hockey version of the playoffs where if you advance, the lowest seed gets the highest seed, you know, kind of thing. So if you're the 8th seed, you're always playing the worst team the following round. But no, we're keeping it old school. And Matty, the hot man, this is a puncher's chance right now as we look at that preview with Big Paul. I'm looking at it right now. And the line right now, 27 points. Is Donnie. Donnie probably take the points. Donnie would be like, yeah, I'll take the 27. Wow, man. They're just kicking you down. They're giving every advantage to Paul but the flex, which is Landry, and the kicker. Oh my god. It's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be fucking ugly. 27.4. Let's see what the bets on this one, boys. But I just don't. I mean, you gotta bring. If you bring that A game, Matty, like you did this past week, you got a shot. And the other half of that final four is we got the line at 0.6. They got A-Train 0.6. It's a push. What the heck is going on here?
What the hell's going on out here?
I'm surprised. I mean, A-Train,
I'm sorry, man. I mean, you're 6-7. That's trash, okay? And you going against Diesel. And they got it close, man. They got the advantage with you at quarterback. They're giving Gurley running back advantage, which is split. Receivers are split. Tight end is to Diesel. The flex is to you. The defense is to you. The kicker is to Diesel. And the check mark is to you. Crazy. But let's see the betting lines, how this is all going to play out. So, wow. I mean, if you were to, man. Let me see here. I mean, Connor, I don't know. I see Diesel pulling this out, but not by much. I don't think it's gonna be that close, like 0.6. But it should be around 10. I mean, and then looking at the previous matchup you guys had, it was a 20-point difference. So, but we'll see. I mean, I don't know. This is the exciting thing about it, is that you guys have a chance, and Maddie definitely has a puncher's chance out in the other half of the bracket. And that's going to be a very awesome Final Four that we're all going to tune into. I mean, right now, I'm looking forward to seeing the chat on the group and seeing what the heck we're going to do with the money. I went ahead and paid Burke. Fuck you, Burke. I don't like you. I'm not a fan of yours. I'll leave with that. And, you know, I know better, man. When I take these prop bets, I always lose them. Always lose them. Never freaking win. Except for Greg. Well, that's it, everyone. I am out of here, and we're going to wrap this up, man. I almost forgot to do this one, but I am out.
Now he's going, why are you going to Indianapolis? And I finally look at him. I say, listen, pal, I'm drinking waters. You're drinking Dewars, okay? There's no issue over here. And then he goes, it wasn't Dewars. What she gave me wasn't Dewars. Really? What was it, some sort of spy juice, you fucking jerk off? This point, I want to punch him right through his fucking stupid wiry glasses. Right? So, he's going like, you look around hostels, and I said something that just ticked him off. I was just, yeah, dude, I go, I don't have to answer your questions, all right? Leave me alone. And then he starts going like, okay, now I am really concerned right now. He goes, why are you going to Indianapolis? And I just look at him, you know what I start doing? I start doing like this Ryan Gosling. You know that little smirk, that fucking Mona Lisa smile he has as he smirks his way through all his fucking movies? I go full on Ryan Gosling. Now I'm not talking to this guy, and I just keep looking at him. And I give him that little half a smirk, and I just shake my head. That's my game now. It's like, if you're going to be a dick right now with your fucking delusional authority, right, that you're going to, like, we're in fucking Guantanamo, and you're going to waterboard me. Huh? There's no water. There's no board. Go fuck yourself. Here's my smirk, and I'm just going to shake my head at you like you're a fucking pathetic human being. This, you fucking loser, learn how to hold your alcohol. All right? And he starts describing the view that I'm going to have when I go to jail, like some fucking Law and Order episode. Oh, you're going to love it. You'll be able to see Lucas Oil Field and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sitting there cracking up laughing. And then there's this pause, right? And I'm thinking, finally, he finally shut the fuck up. It's like a 3-4 minute pause. He finally just gave up because I wasn't giving him anything. I was just laughing and shaking my head. I was being a dick to him. I was, because I was enjoying it. And then there was like a 3-minute pause. And then all of a sudden he just goes, why are you going to Indianapolis, Bill?